Blog Talk Radio. Back from this holiday. I hope everybody had a good one. This is May Pang speaking to you live from New York. And where's my co-host Cynthia? Come on, Cynthia.
Yeah. I'm mooring my ark. It did nothing but rain here the entire weekend. And I'm not talking a little rain. I'm talking sheets of rain. In fact, my road was named on the TV as the tornado came through. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Gil, well, you know what? We're going to discuss that a little later because we have a guest that's on the phone, and, you know.
We do, and we're so excited. We're so excited to have him because, well, first of all, we go way back. I feel like he was like one of my children who made a success story of himself. But certainly, as far as HBO goes, The Sopranos made them a powerhouse. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And his portrayal of Big Pussy on The Sopranos made him a household name. And when they killed him, May, I was sad. Not gonna lie, because he was like a big teddy bear and just part of the show that you didn't want to see go away. But he is here to talk to us today about how he carried on from then, and we are thrilled to have Vinny Pastore as our guest. Vinny, welcome to the show.
Hi, yes. Girls. How you doing?
Hi.
You guys,
hey,
recouping from your 4th of July?
Oh, I ate up a storm. I went to 2 barbecues. I had the first one had like was down home. You know, you had the fried chicken, the hamburgers, the hot dog. And the next one that I ran to had steak and lobster. I was like,
oh you
my
poor
God.
Girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to have been there.
You should have come with me.
That well, is, I couldn't. I had my last show for Queen for a Day.
Great
very
show.
Very last
I love
minute
it.
Thing. They gave us, that's what happens in this business. They posted a notice a week ago and said, you're closing. And then all of a sudden, boom, everybody rushed to see the play the last minute. And yesterday we were like, they were putting chairs out. And it was our last show at 3:00. You saw the show.
I loved the show. I told you, I thought it was great. I had a great time, and I saw some of your buddies from, you know, the people from the veterans that were there. I thought that was fantastic.
Oh yeah, the day you came, we invited 20 veterans from the Bronx from Kingsbridge.
It was wonderful.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I thought they were great. I thought everybody on the show was great. I had a great time. And we spent some time together after the show. It was good.
Yeah, we went to the diner. Big spender
meet. We went to the diner. Exactly.
Right.
You
so
know,
the play was with me, David Pavall from The Sopranos.
Right.
And Portia and David Deblinger. And we had a good run, so now I'm like on a little break, and I'm going to focus on something I wrote about the 80s, about a bar I used to have called The Crazy Horse, and I wrote a play, and I'm going to do, and then in August I start going around with my band, The Gangsta Squad.
They're the Gangsta Squad. That's what I have to
Now, what kind of music do you play, Vinny?
We play Van Morrison, we play the Stones, we play Bob Marley, all that stuff.
I've heard
stuff
of you.
That
Remember
we like.
That? Yeah. I'm telling you, this was a great time period. I mean, I remember because we met back in the old days, back in the 80s, back then.
Well, yeah, that goes back to my play. I had a club up in Herschel called The Crazy Horse, and then I used to go down on my night off. I used to go down and home.
Right, to the place I made famous.
You made it famous.
I made it famous.
It was a rumor that you guys were living upstairs.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't. You know what it was? We knew people that had the building. They lived. You know who lived upstairs at one point? Pepe Castro used to live upstairs, too.
Oh, okay.
Pepe was upstairs. There were groups because the guy, the guy who owned the restaurant, Richard, Richie and his wife, Cynthia Ross, they owned the place. They renamed it when they got the bar. They said nothing was happening. They named it something. They said, we decided to name it Home Bar because that's what the Beatles always used to talk about, home. So I said, okay. And then he looked at me. He goes, I know you're working with John. Can you ever bring him in? I said, well, I'll see how it goes. And that's how it started. And the first group that I brought there was Badfinger, and then Elephant's Memory, and then John. And we brought Elton John. We brought a bunch of people.
Down at the Home. Yeah, and I used to go over there and see some of the bands that played in my venue.
Yeah.
They used to play down there. And what I loved about that place was there was a great sound system in there for a small venue. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Right down the corner,
people don't know that there was Bronx Tale was playing in the theater, at the theater on 91st Street, and that was Chaz's first performance ever.
Oh, just down that block. Oh, yeah.
Theater. It was a theater down the corner.
Yeah.
And Chaz was doing Bronx Tale over there. Nobody knew who Chaz was and what Bronx Tale was, and people started to go see it. It was all at that same time. It was a little after. I think Chaz started doing Bronx Tale like the late 80s.
Okay. See, you and I started from the early days. I mean, I started with when they renamed it to Home, this was like 1970, around that time period, 70, 71 is when I started going there, started helping them out. And it got to the point everybody thought I worked there because I would just go around and help everybody out. You know?
Yeah.
And it was great. And the bartenders all were actors. Of course,
yeah.
You know that one. And they all went on to doing some good stuff. One went on to, what was it, All My Children, this guy Chandler. Oh, one night, and I don't drink. And he goes, here, have a drink. And it was a tequila. And I said, okay. And then there was another guy that was next to me, and I couldn't get rid of him. And Chandler was laughing, so I kept pouring the tequila. I met the floor. That's all I can tell you. I met the floor.
Well, I was a big tequila drinker back then, especially since I was a club owner.
Right.
I was trying to do what they were doing in the Village. I didn't do too bad. I ran my club for like maybe 6 years, and I had a jam session on Tuesday, and then I had music every night except Monday night. And I didn't do bad. I ran for about 6 years, and came in? No. Daryl Hall used to come in. Tommy Mottola used to bring Daryl in. And Buck Darmok used to come in. And Buddy Miller played there. And Sean Colvin played there with John Leventhal. It was just Billy Vero was just a great time in
Billy
my
Vero,
life.
Because he lives up there, right? Yeah, yeah.
I loved it up there. And I had a lot of musicians going up there. So now I wrote a play. And we're going to put it up again in September at the Cutting Room. We do like what we call a stage reading.
You
got to come. I'll bring you down.
I got to
come. You're going to love it.
I know.
Well,
now, are you
going to
be?
Are you going to be in
the play, Vinny?
No, I wrote it, and Maureen Van Zandt directed it.
And Maureen Van Zandt,
cool.
Of course,
she's
you
my
know,
director.
Is also,
yeah, we
yeah,
formed a company. Maureen and I formed a theater company called Renegade, which is the same name of Stephen's production company. And we call it Renegade Theater. And we're doing plays now. And the Cutting Room is basically our home.
Yeah.
It's
a great play.
So
it's,
we're doing the
know.
Plays, and I do my bands there. And so it's a good time. It's a good
hey,
time.
I hope you come and when I have my birthday party at the Cutting Room, me and Steve, that maybe the band will play. That would be a good
well,
one.
Well, you know what? I was going to say this. It's so ironic. Everything's so full circle. I do Stand By Me, but I don't do it the Benny King version. I do it the John Lennon version.
The John Lennon version became very popular the way he did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, with the riff in the middle where we go Unchained Melody, you know, in the middle, the way he did it.
Uh-huh.
That's the way we do it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we do Stand By Me and then ding, 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 ding. You know, we do it like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was
a lot
of...
Now, what do you play, Vinny? Do you play the guitar, bass?
I sing.
You sing.
There you
I
go.
I sing. I'm working on maracas and tambourine.
Now we gotta go. Now we gotta go.
I
definitely.
Sing. Well, come on. I did Broadway. I mean, I could sing.
I know.
I've been
That's
singing all my
gotta
life.
Come in. So we should have you at the birthday party. Get up. With all these other
and do
musicians.
A couple of tunes. That's
yeah,
all.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't have to have my band.
Well, you know,
I'll sing whatever.
You know what it is?
Whoever's playing, I'll just go up there and sing.
Well, you know what it is? You know, I had the people from, like, one of the guys. I have Blue Coop, which is a formation from the Blue Oyster Cult and Alice Cooper. So they get
oh,
up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I get all these.
Who
and from Simon
Blue Oyster
Kirk
Cult?
Plays.
Donnie Rosen?
No, I got Albert and
the drummer.
And Joe Bouchard. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they used to come into my club, but they came in with a name called Soft White Underbelly.
Oh, wow.
They didn't come in as Blue Oyster Cult.
Right.
You couldn't book them as that.
Right.
And they had an alias called Soft, but Albert didn't play with them. They had a falling out. And then they made up. I think they made up in my club.
They made up, because I was reading, and I think they made up. But they do, so the two brothers have now formed a band with Dennis Dunaway from Alice Cooper, and they now call themselves Blue Coop.
Oh, Blue Coop. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, you got to invite me.
Oh, you know what, Vinny? You're always invited. I invite you, and half the time you're out on a film, but I want you to come, and it'll be so much fun.
I'm
going to
tell you something. Next Tuesday, I turn 69 years old, and I'm going to slow down. I'm slowing down. My agent is calling me right this minute while I'm talking to you, and I don't want to pick up the phone because I just finished working yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's like, give me a break. How much work do you have to do in your life, you know? I mean, stop smelling the roses.
Can I tell you something?
Can you believe you would ever come to
that
point, Vinny, as an actor? Yeah, to say, I need a break.
I'm serious. I mean, while I was doing the play, I ran out to L.A., out into the Yucca Valley, did a movie with Sizemore, came back, finished doing the play. We started this process March 13th, and here it is July 6th? And I haven't stopped, so I just, I want to relax a little.
Does your agent, send some of the work in my direction?
Boy.
I can use it. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to say. It's like.
Yeah, no, you'd have to take a rest when
you know,
take a rest.
It's like, come on, man. Could I go down to Washington and visit my grandchildren? Could I go out to Jones Beach and see Hall & Oates? I mean, this is what I want to do, you know?
Well, you know what?
You know? And I'm
going to
do it.
Let's get together and go hang, because there are times I need that break,
mm-hmm.
too, so I know. But, hey, go ahead.
Didn't he, before we went on the air, Vinny, you were talking about you've got a movie coming out?
Yeah, I did a film with the kids from Staten Island, Saturday Night Live, and it's called Staten Island Summer, and it opens July 24th.
So that's coming
so, you know, I get the premiere, but I don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
I go to the premiere, and I watch the movie.
Hey, Vinny, we got to get together for dinner. You know, we got to go do
that.
I
just bought a new car, and let me take a ride up to your house.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
I want you to come up.
Maybe Bobby will come up with somebody.
Oh, that'll be cool.
I know you love Bobby. Bobby's
I love Bobby. I thought he was great.
Yeah. Well, Bobby's in our show. The first play we're putting up, a Renegade.
Oh, good.
He's with Maureen. And it's called Marlon Brando's Set Right Here. And we're going to open that in the fall at the Cutting Room. It's the first time that we're actually going to be able to do dinner theater in Cutting Room. I mean, a little Steven, he's got big ones. I was saying, Stephen, you can't do dinner theater in New York. He says who? I says Equity. He went up to Equity, and he changed the rules.
Wow. Good for him. Good for him.
I says, only you could do that, Stephen.
You know what?
Yeah, because they're not known to bend too easily, so
I'm
no,
glad
he went
that
up there, and he
beat.
Found an old clause. He called me up. He says, I found something. And I says, what? He says, we could do it. I says, okay.
Hey, you know what? More power to Stevie.
More power to
Stevie. I love
Stevie
and Maureen.
More power to Maureen for believing in this. I was talking to Steve, and I said, I want to put my play in a certain theater off Broadway. He says, what are you, nuts? It belongs in the Cutting Room. It's about a rock and roll bar. This way, because my play has a lot of live music in.
Well, then that's perfect. It is true.
Yeah, and that's what Steven said. Steven said, we're going to do it at the Cutting Room. I said, okay. And the, you
and
know
it's
everybody
be a dinner
over at that cut room
booth.
Of good
That's,
people.
Do
too.
I? You know
They're
what?
Good people.
Of course, and Steve.
I
Steve
love
Walter
it over
I,
there.
I was one of the first people to go over to the cutting room when it first opened up because I celebrated that too, but the old one.
Oh, the
old
one.
Because it was my birthday and I was looking for a venue and they had just opened up. Nobody was really going there yet.
Yeah.
And right
in
after
the back,
that, yeah.
They had it set up similar, you know, with the room in the front and then the room in the back.
But now it's even better because there's not. Before it was really hard to see if you got stuck in one of those tables in the back. But now we got everybody. I mean, Steve used to come up into my house, and he would see all these people coming, you know, playing at my barbecue, like, you know, Lala Brooks, Phoebe Snow. All of a sudden, they were coming in, you know.
Drummer, Charlie Powers, used to play with Phoebe, and I got Benny Harrison in my band, and he used to play with Phoebe.
Yeah, well, I see Benny comes to my parties.
You know Benny.
You haven't been.
Well, Benny used to play at the Crazy Horse, but Benny used to play with Street Kid down at home, and that's when we used to come down and see Benny. We used to go see Benny. We used to see Nightsprout, a couple other bands.
See? Well,
full
you know,
circle.
Benny, we come
right.
full circle. You,
this is
I
so
love.
Good. I'm glad. I got a, you know, a couple of things to do today. Going to chill.
And
invite
then,
me up to the house. I'll come up.
Yeah,
okay?
Cool. You got it. Well, after I come back from Liverpool, you're coming up, all right?
You're going to Liverpool?
Yeah, in a couple of days, just you know, but I'll talk to you and we'll set up something for even next week or something.
Okay, give me
a movie
over there. I'll go back to work if you give me if you call me and say, Vinny, I got you a movie in Liverpool. I'll come out of retirement.
Okay you
yeah,
got
so
it.
Much
I'll
for your rest, Vinny. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're gonna do a movie called Fairy Crest of Mercy or something. Like
oh yeah,
that.
There we go.
There
we know
go.
This.
Yeah,
there we
all right.
Go.
Okay, girls.
Love you.
Okay. All right,
Vinny, have a great day.
Thanks
for calling
me up for the next day. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I love him.
And he's out of his vacation looking for work.
That was quick, right?
Yeah.
I know. He's a sweetheart.
Well, you know, it's funny, May, because, I mean, you and I know him from way back when, way back when, from when he was looking for little bit parts. And to hear someone now say, I need a break. No more work is so funny because actors never imagine themselves getting to that point. And what a great thing to be able to say, you know, I need a break. But certainly, everybody at HBO has to acknowledge what The Sopranos did for cable TV even. You know, it just changed the whole landscape because really they were the first big show that people had to tune into. And,
I know.
You know, it was on our turf, and it was a great time. Great ride.
It was a great time. I know. We both know him from, you know, from a different circle. That's what's funny. I come from a whole other thing, and you know, when he was owning this club, and you know him as at first doing the casting. And then, of course, we met through the casting. So that's, you know, it just goes around. Yeah. But it's great, and love him. And you know what? Everybody... What Saturday Night Live cast? Boy, that should be a good movie for next
week.
What
was it? Staten Island Summer?
Yeah.
It must be a period thing. Oh, it's probably hilarious. You know.
Yeah, because he's hilarious. He's great, and the play he just had, it was wonderful. But you know what? You got to come in for the party. Well, I'm going to get him to come do the party. That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
that would be awesome. Hey, plus two people need to also realize, if you ever go and check out Vinny, he does a lot of work with the veterans, with Wounded Warriors. He's a true philanthropist. He doesn't really talk about it much himself. He prefers to talk about other people, but he really is a stand-up guy.
He really is. I mean, love him dearly. I'm telling you, letting him chill for the one night. But
already looking. But wait, I just love that he's hustling himself a movie in London. Okay, can you make that happen?
No. He wants it in Liverpool. He said when
Liverpool. Liverpool. Sorry.
That's different from London. Yes. Oh my God, that's so funny. Watch, I'll go over there. I said I could get you big pussy. What? Okay, great.
Yeah.
But definitely. You know, love him. Thank you, Vinny, for coming on. This weekend, if he could have, he would have loved my barbecues, you know, the ones I went to. First off, my first barbecue that I went to was hosted by my friend Don Oriello. And he did so. He had the he owned Felix the Cat, the stuff, you know, the merchandise, the whatever. His father used to draw Felix the Cat years and years ago, and his father created Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh my gosh!
I met Don. Yeah, I met Don in the music business. So I've known him since the 70s. So it was quite funny. And then, so then after that, it was great. And then he had it. It was a down home. He just built a home. It's all like log cabin, a lot of space. He even had little ponies for the kids to ride on. Okay.
Uh-huh. I saw on Facebook his dog ran away during the fireworks, but I think he found her, Lexi. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He had posted that she ran off.
What was no. Was that the second one? I think it was the second one. No, it was the second. That was the second party. That was somebody else's party.
No, it was Don's. He had it on Facebook. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You probably were on to your other
there,
party
right.
by then.
Oh, because you saw Don's. Yeah. Because I didn't see that part because we didn't stay. He had the stage. I saw an old friend I hadn't seen in a while. You know, Adam Ippolito. He was the keyboard player for Elephant's Memory, and it was great to see him. And Mason Reese was there, and we were just. I said, my God, I haven't seen people in a long time. And you know, this was a lovely party to just have down home food. You know, fried chicken, spare ribs.
And then you went to your lobster and caviar party. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Yeah.
My lobster and then steak party was second. I was like, oh my God. And you know,
excuse
the desserts
me.
Again. I don't eat desserts, but I believe me, the lobster was what I was. Once I saw the lobster, I made room in my stomach for that. Definitely. That was delicious.
I'm not the lobster
and Mike
girl,
Sinclair,
but I saw. Was it Mike
you know,
and
Leona, Mike.
Leona,
was, yeah, they were there. But Mike was the chef. He's a great.
Oh, he was the chef.
Yes, he loves to cook, and people don't realize it. And he's just such a lovely person. He has this audio company called Mike's Audio. He provides the sound for the sound for the Lincoln Center the summer music like swing and whatever, all different types, and people come out. And they the other night was a Hawaiian theme, and everybody came out in their Hawaiian outfit, dancing the night away. And I see one guy looking like King Kamehameha, you know. So it's a little bit of everything. What am I going to tell you?
Here we had, you know, like 5 inches of rain. So yeah. We spent the day bailing water. Yeah.
Oh my God! I'm telling you, it was an eating fest. And then I did yesterday I did a book signing at a place, a vineyard that was just in the next county from me. I didn't even know it existed. It was lovely. They were Palaia. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Palaia Vineyards. Wonderful, lovely people. Had a great time. I was really doing it with Chris Pomeroy. you know, Chris does a lot with Chiller, and we were laughing because we were doing all of this, and people came up and we were doing Q&A, just throwing it out, and he was doing acoustically with a friend who was playing cello, and it was lovely. He was doing all the Beatles songs, and then they tried to get me to come the next week. But I said, I can't because I'm going to be in Liverpool. And this is where Vinny comes back in.
It's
going to
be Frida's birthday.
Yes. And so, but it's kind of funny to be going to, but he'll do a movie. He wants to rest, but
I say
I got to.
Maybe you should take some of Vinny's headshots with you, May. There you go. I need a rest. I don't want to answer my phone. Oh, could you get me a movie in Liverpool? He has a true actor's heart and head.
I know. You got to love him. He's a wonderful, wonderful actor. He's a wonderful guy. He's got a big heart, you know, and he's just doing so many different things. He's just great. I mean, you know. And him working with the Van Zants, because they were all, you know, everybody knows Stevie Van Zandt and Maureen, his wife, and they were both in The Sopranos, you know, so it's all this. It's like
well,
a big
I think
family.
It's great that Maureen is, you know, spreading her wings now and doing stuff, which is really wonderful to see, and that Stevie's behind her, you know, 100%.
Absolutely.
Because certainly they're a relic in the fact that they're still married, still together.
Oh, absolutely.
All these years later, you know, and they are really together. Like when you see them out together. They're a couple.
I know. They are. There's no two ways about it. So I'm just glad. I'm just glad for them. You know, they're lovely. They really are. And so they working with Vinny, God, they got him hopping. They definitely will have him hopping. You know, it's wonderful.
Well, I can't believe when he said he's going to be 69 years old. See, I think of us all frozen in time. Like, we just froze in time.
I know. I can't believe it either.
The number's not getting bigger. I know.
So, I'm saying, so now what are you going to be doing?
What was the show about, Queen for a
what?
Day? Was it a mobster play?
It was a mobster, yeah. It was a mobster. And it was the debate was whether or not... you know, one guy did it wrong. It was with some lawyers, and you know, they were in the room. Should he? It was like should be in witness protection, or should he squeal? I mean, it was a whole little thing, and it was done. So it was a very small. There were only about maybe five actors in there, four or five actors, and that was it. And it was just so closed in, and the ending was like, oh, you know, it was one of those like, oh, wow, I didn't expect that, you know, that type of thing. It was good.
Well. Hopefully it hadn't. I've become a Netflixaholic, and I only saw one or two episodes of this show called The Glades on TV. So I decided to binge watch it, May, and I got all the way through season four, and they canceled it. And in the last episode, the lead guy got shot in the back, and then they canceled the show. So we don't know.
Oh,
did he live?
Right.
Did he die?
The Glade? Yeah. Oh, no,
the Glade.
Yes, down in Florida. What?
Which yeah. One? Yeah.
With
the Glades,
G, right?
It was a,
yeah.
He was a with the Glades, like in Florida. He was a detective.
Yeah.
It was his
That's
wedding
right.
day, and he was surprising his wife with the house of her dreams, and he was in there putting champagne in a thing before he went over to the wedding ceremony, and someone shot him two times, and that was the end of the show, and they canceled it. That was it.
I remember,
that was the cliffhanger for
it,
season
yeah.
five. Yeah, and they canceled the show. Now, I feel cheated. Mm-hmm.
I can't help you on that one. I mean,
I was rooting for love. I was rooting for love. I was rooting for romance, and I got cheated.
I saw something that's on Netflix, too, and I, you know, it was called Crossing Over or something like that. I forgot what it was. No, I'm trying to remember. It was a detective where it's all these. It was almost like Interpol type of scenario. And I told.
Well,
I mentioned
you can binge watch and watch. You know, like oh. I mean, Bloodline is a show made for Netflix. If they had their first season, and the thing with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda,
well, how about
Grace
this?
And Frankie.
Well, you know Stevie's show where did he go? Sweden
in the
or Finland, or someplace up there, and he became a hit. Lillehammer, that's what it was called.
Lillehammer.
And then all of a sudden, he didn't think they were like, oh yeah, it's just a little thing. All of a sudden, it became an international hit over there. So it's crazy.
So
but
I mean,
anyway,
but I feel cheated.
Oh, well,
and I need
that.
To file a complaint. I got to look.
I know.
See who do
but
I.
But anyway,
to.
We're counting down on time. I will be out, and Helene said she wants to have my house as a place to relax, get away as a vacation. Oh God, it's going to be funny. That's all I can say. But anyway.
So we're playing it by ear about whether or not we'll be on next week because you'll be in Liverpool.
Yeah, hopefully.
So we got to, we're going to give it a try, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, guys. And if it is, it'll be fun. It'll be a fun time. Anyway.
Well, listen, you give Frida a big happy birthday from me.
Yes.
And I hope you have a wonderful time. You'll come back with plenty of stories. And post
you know
your
that.
Pics on Facebook.
I will, darling. I will.
Okay, love.
Okay. I have a good one, everyone.
Well, that was May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen. Thanks to our guest, Vinny Pastor, today. May's on her way to Liverpool to get him another job. Hope everybody has a wonderful week. Talk to you later. You've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio.